The Gambian government has launched an investigation into the sale of assets seized from former President Yahya Jammeh, following growing public concern over alleged corruption and lack of transparency. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Some of the assets, including livestock, luxury cars, and farm equipment, were reportedly sold while an official panel was still investigating the vast wealth Jammeh accumulated during his 22-year rule. Public anger intensified after a local newspaper, Republic, published an investigative report alleging that senior officials sold seized items to themselves, their families, and associates at prices far below market value. The revelations sparked protests in the capital, Banjul, with dozens of demonstrators and journalists briefly detained. In a televised address on Wednesday, President Adama Barrow pledged full transparency and vowed that those responsible would be held to account. "These assets belong to the people," he said, confirming that both the National Audit Office and Parliament are conducting parallel inquiries. Barrow, who defeated Jammeh in the 2016 election, said he had convened an emergency cabinet meeting after learning of some of the irregularities for the first time. The controversy stems from the findings of the Jammeh Commission, which in 2019 concluded that Jammeh had siphoned off at least $360 million in public funds and used the money to acquire luxury vehicles, real estate, aircraft, and livestock. Jammeh, now living in exile in Equatorial Guinea, has denied wrongdoing, and his supporters have dismissed the commission's findings as politically motivated. The government has since released a list of the items sold, detailing prices, buyers, and sale dates. However, questions remain, particularly over missing assets such as Jammeh's Rolls-Royce and Bentley, which were not included in the list. It is unclear whether they were sold, lost, or transported to Equatorial Guinea, where he was allowed to take some personal belongings. The Justice Ministry defended the sales, saying they followed a legally grounded process and were conducted in the public interest. But critics, including rights groups and opposition leaders, remain unconvinced. Opposition MP Yair Sonyang has called for an independent investigation, arguing that Parliament is stacked with ruling party loyalists. The Edward Francis Small Centre for Rights and Justice echoed this demand, urging Barrow to suspend all asset sales and take full responsibility. International interest in Jammeh's finances remains strong. In 2022, the U.S. Justice Department seized a Maryland mansion allegedly bought with stolen Gambian state funds.
U.S. investigators said Jammeh used more than 100 private bank accounts to finance a sprawling property empire of at least 281 assets.
Despite Barrow's reassurances, many Gambians say they want more than promises, they want accountability. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.